106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's More and Less in the Morning. It's Thursday, and it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
We had a little bit of a, oddity in weather. It's been so nice, and all of a sudden we were reminded that it is December, and cold weather could descend upon us at any moment. And I thought today we could talk about how that affects our pets, specifically our dogs, some things that maybe we should look out for to make sure that our dogs stay happy, safe, and healthy through the winter season.
Definitely when winter time comes. Well, I mean, it's been interesting the past few years, because sometimes winter we get a true winter, and then we kind of go on through with some years, and you get some 70 degree days and in the middle of winter and February. So yeah, a little reminder today, but certainly the one of the things we worry about is the cold itself, and then how that can impact our dog, cat as well. But dogs, you've got certain dogs, whether or not it's a condition that they have or just the nature of the type of dog that they are, that don't do very well with colder weather. And a while ago, a long time ago, you had dogs kind of developing the coats and developing characteristics for the environment that they're in. But nowadays, you can pick your breed no matter where you live. And because of that, you've got dogs that are not necessarily designed to handle colder weather. So your short-haired dogs, your dogs that don't have that undercoat, like a husky or the cold-weather dogs, if they just have that one layer and it's shorter and it's not very good at insulating, then you want to certainly keep an eye on how long we keep them outside. And then you also need to be aware of body condition. So remember that fat is a little insulating layer. So if you've got a young puppy that doesn't have a whole lot of fat on it, they're going to get, they're going to be susceptible. They're not going to be able to thermoregulate as well as some of our older dogs that might be a little overweight and have a thicker fat layer there. They could certainly tolerate the cold a little bit longer. Remember, pads can be similar in winter as it is in summer in terms of how cold it is. They'll pretty much tell you, though, if it's too uncomfortable on their feet. But remember, that's not a haired area. And, yeah, it does have a callus built up, but that can get too cold as well. And then the other thing to consider is when we start getting the salt trucks out, that can really not necessarily outright be toxic to those pads, but it can cause dryness and cracking. And you have to be careful of that, because that can get sore and it can get infected. So just being aware of where you walk. Perhaps using don't forget, they do make products like nose and pad balm. So that's a nice protective layer for noses and pads this time of year. But yeah, just some off-the-top things regarding the cold weather to think about for dogs in particular.
Is frostbite a possibility with your dog?
So they can become hypothermic. So it's just a question of, I certainly haven't seen any cases both where I practice in North Carolina and here, but certainly in frigid temperatures, it is a possibility you can get damage to the skin because of too low temperatures for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm. What about activity levels? If you have an indoor dog that doesn't necessarily go outside all that often, they just go out and come right back in, can you see a difference in activity level in the wintertime and as well for outdoor dogs?
Yeah, dogs that are exercised pretty frequently in good weather, especially ones that are in town where, you always have to go out with them and keep them on a leash and go for the walk. When it's really, really hot out and when it's really, really cold out or poor weather, then we definitely see a decrease in the activity levels, decrease in exercise. And then that means that one of the factors that contributes to body weight is going down. So you have to be aware of that. Some dogs don't fluctuate much in terms of weight from summer to fall to winter, but some dogs really do. So you might consider feeding a little bit less if our activity level isn't as great. But most of the time, fluctuations, I don't notice too severe a fluctuation in weight from summer to winter.
What about appetite? Does that change in activity level then sometimes naturally affect their appetite and their appetite goes down a little bit?
I don't think so. From what I've come across, I don't think so. I think when dogs get used to eating a certain amount, their stomachs know that amount. And if they've been backed off of it They, and you probably notice it more in cats, but dogs too, man. If you back off the amount that they're getting fed, or you change it up, then they're usually wise to it. So I think it's pretty consistent that they keep a pretty consistent amount that they're used to on through. I don't notice much of a change in appetite either way.
And I think my final question, if you have a dog that is a customarily outdoor dog, how can you make sure that they are warm and dry? How do you insulate, give them a good, safe home to stay in? Because there are certain breeds that prefer being outside, like your Huskies and your Eskimo dogs.
Yeah, you always have to have a shelter available to them, to offer shelter from precipitation and wind, a windbreak, but at the same time, just having a steady temperature in there. I mean, having it heated is a good idea, but you have to weigh that with how dangerous is the heat source. It has to be a safe heat source there. Insulation, you know, straw bedding is always a good choice, just something that isn't going to hold water and waste. And making sure water's out there, too. I know we've talked about this before, but you have to be really, really careful in the colder months that your water doesn't freeze over, because you can, I mean, it's easy to think, yeah, they've got water, but if the water pail freezes over, then they can't drink it. And that can get, you know, that can lead to severe problems, severe dehydration. So just keep an eye on, you know, the water, making sure that they have adequate water.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Dr. Crockett on a future show, you can email it to her at askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.